This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. What's your sexual orientation? How about gender identity? The U.S. Census Bureau was considering asking those questions on upcoming surveys, but not anymore. And advocates for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer, or LGBTQ communities, say they're concerned about this shift. KQED's Sam Harnett reports.
The U.S. lacks simple information about the LGBTQ community. How big is it? What is the average income level, life expectancy, or unemployment rate? Without data, Rebecca Rolfe says policymakers can ignore you, pretend you don't exist. She directs the San Francisco LGBT Center.
We need to be visible. I think we need to be clear that there are, in fact, LGBTQ people everywhere, in every state, in every county throughout the United States.
Questions about sexual orientation and gender identity would connect the LGBTQ community to all the rich data of the census. During the Obama years, the Census Bureau began considering these inquiries. When contacted about the decision not to ask these questions, the Census referred me to a statement that says there's no federal data need for them. Similar questions have disappeared from other federal surveys. Now, this isn't just about visibility, but money, says Kenneth Pruitt.
What drives basic fairness is numbers.
Pruitt directed the Census Bureau in the 2000s. He says $4 billion federal dollars are allocated based on census data, and it indirectly touches all budget decisions. If you aren't counted, it's harder to advocate for your share. But Pruitt says you can't blame the Bureau for this policy change because it's apolitical and takes directives from federal agencies.
It's not like the Census Bureau sits around the table and says, oh, what should we ask the American public today? That just doesn't happen.
To say that it's simply a nonpartisan, nonpolitical agency ignores that it has highly political functions.
Peter Scarry is a professor of political science at Boston College. He says the census wants to appear neutral, above the fray. But he says it's inherently political. Groups have to fight each other and lobby just to be counted.
The space on a survey is limited. There's only so many questions you can ask about so many things.
It takes years for the census to research, test, and add new questions, which is why LGBTQ advocates say this is such a big setback. It could be a long time before members of their community get counted. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.